Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And now, Coast to Coast with Art Bell. I'm Ross Mitchell. Call Art west of the Rockies. Just pick up your phone and dial Art. East of the Rockies, dial Bell. South of the Rockies. Well, that would be Mexico, wouldn't it? And now, here's Art Bell.
Thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, wherever you are this morning, across these great fruited plains, out in the Atlantic, out in the Pacific, on the Pacific shelf, or wherever you might be, just sitting on a shelf yourselves, a wallflower, if you will. Welcome to Coast, I'm Art Bell. In a moment, we are going to talk with General Johnson Jameson, hard at work now in his bunker complex in Saskatchewan, on a telephone that can call the dead. How many of you people ever thought a phone would be invented that could actually contact spirits that have passed to the other side? We'll talk with General Johnson Jameson at the General Johnson Jameson Laboratory in a moment. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, if the end of the world comes, will you be prepared? What will you do for ready cash? How will you get your dry cleaning done? The Coast to Coast Resource Book is for you. In the Coast to Coast Resource Book are all kinds of fun ideas on how to while away the hours as the world comes crashing down around you. Yes, as the apocalypse hits, as Jesus comes riding down on a flaming sword, as the four horsemen prance about your town, what will you do to find yourself a great, quick, easy burger? It's the Art Bell Coast to Coast Resource Book, new from Peenemann Enterprises. General Jameson, this is Art Bell, and welcome to Coast yet again. It's always great having you on.
Well, Art, tonight should be a very big night. A big night. Igor, did AT&T come?
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
All right.
AT&T is plugged in the phone to the dead?
Well, that's my server here. I don't know. I think it's Singular, some of these guys. So we're going to call... Basically, what I'm doing, Art, is I've got a phone, and the phone line is connected into the beyond, into a place and a time that is unlike any place or time we know of, extra-dimensional. It's called the afterlife.
And this telephone will speak to spirits of those that have passed on.
Yes. Yes, it will, and God ringing, God willing, the phone will start ringing. I'm going to say God ringing, the phone will start willing. That might be Freudian. What do you think, Igor?
Oh, yeah!
All right. Jesus, quit breathing that clam sauce on me, will you? Now, Art, this segment of the Art Bell program brought to you by Peenemann Enterprises, by the way. I'm General Johnson Jameson, a stockholder in Peenemann Enterprises, and I've been on the board of directors for some 19 years. Now you know why I'm the only guest on the Art Bell Show.
Thank you very much, General. Now, is this phone accessible on the other side? You have a phone where you are. Do they have a phone where they are?
My understanding, the dead do have access to a brick-style mobile phone. And there's also a phone on the wall near the cafeteria down there. So,
when you say down there, you mean hell?
Well, you know, the underworld or the other world or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's not heaven, because if they were in heaven, they wouldn't be calling my tired ass, you know. Is that right, Igor?
Yeah!
All right.
Why is Igor so hyper?
Well, you know what he does? He takes tubes of Benzedrine, and after he swallows all the bennies, he takes that cotton at the very bottom of it that's soaked in the Benzedrine oil, and he eats that too. So he's, by 4 o'clock, he's, you're gone, aren't you?
Oh, yeah!
Okay. Now, wait a minute. The phone's ringing. The phone is ringing.
Now, that is the phone to the beyond, is that right?
That is the phone calling from the underworld. There's a spirit from the underworld calling. Let me just see.
You gonna get it, man?
I'll get it. Don't you get it?
Hello? Wrong number.
Oh, what a jackass.
Well, what happened?
Igor picked it up. He said wrong number.
It's the phone for the dead people. Oh,
What a moron. I'll get it this time. Anyway, Art, how's the fishing out where you live? Is it, Oh, wait a minute. The phone's ringing yet again.
Toys R Us.
Give me the phone?
Well, General, you're going to have to get Igor under control.
Get out of here! Man,
I said to get out of here. He answered the phone, Toys R Us. There it is. I'll answer it now. Hello? Is this someone from the dead?
Yes, this is someone from the dead.
And who is this?
I am Adolf Hitler.
You are Hitler?
Oh, my God. General Johnson Jameson has received a call from the dead Führer of the Third Reich.
Yes, I am Hitler.
This is amazing. Chancellor Hitler, you've been dead. Do you know that the world reviles you, that hates you?
Yes, I know. From here on the other side, I can see that it's been going down, and it's messed up.
It's funny, I've never...
What's wrong?
Well, the colloquials, it's messed up. Do you get current news down there?
Yeah, we get the cable.
All right, he gets cable.
All right.
Chancellor Hitler, do you understand that the Jewish state was born out of your Holocaust against the Jewish victims?
Yes, I understand. And I'm very sorry. There's one more thing, though, that I must say to you, sir, at this time. I am Chancellor Hitler, but I'm a big Howard Stern fan.
We've lost our connection there to Saskatchewan. Can we get it back? All right, my engineer's working on it now. General Jameson?
What?
What happened?
I got cranked by Hitler. What do you mean, what happened?
Well, how do you know that wasn't Igor calling from a payphone?
No, he was standing right here.
Man, you blew it!
I didn't blow it. The first two calls that came in might have been from somebody cool.
Like who?
Jesus. Instead, the phone call I pick up is Hitler and he cranks me.
Is it customary for dead people to crank call?
I don't know, but I just got cranked by him. Baba Booey. And the phone rang twice, didn't it?
Man, I didn't...
If I would have answered that phone, it might have been Jesus Christ or Napoleon or somebody. Toys R Us. God, I'm going to kill. I'm going to kill slow, and I'm going to kill thoroughly.
Well, General Jameson, I'm very sorry you got crank called by Hitler.
Well, I mean, the guy's on, he's telling me all of a sudden, Baba Booey. And he hangs up. To me, that's beyond belief. It's beyond anything... Hold on for a minute.
Give me the phone.
Yes, this is General Johnson Jameson's phone of the dead.
Hello, General Jameson. This is Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ?
Yeah?
Oh, I mean, really? You're the guy that got nailed up?
Yes, I am. I wish you wouldn't make such a trivial matter of it.
No, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to. Just the profound impact that you've had. Oh, wait a minute. Now I know what's going to happen.
Baba Booey. He cranked me.
So Christ cranked me?
Yeah, both Hitler and Jesus cranked me. Oh, God.
Well, I got to get going. We have to do another segment.
Please give me one more chance.
General Jameson.
Please give me one more chance.
All right, one more.
I know the phone's going to ring. Get away from it, Igor. Here. Hello? 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 Oh, I get it.
What happened?
It's Helen Keller. I can't win for losing.
Well, did she crank you?
Well, I guess so. And here's another one.
General Jameson.
Please. Hello? Wrong number. Okay, so that's all the time we've got for...
Well, wait a minute. Who was that?
You don't want to know.
Who was it?
Look, I really don't want to...
I want to know, who was that that you just hung up on? Someone calling from the other side.
You really want to know?
I do want to know who you just hung up on that was calling from the other side. You got a crank call from Helen Keller, Jesus Christ, and Adolf Hitler. Now you got a call from the other side. Who was it?
It was a kid I molested and killed about 10 years ago. There, you happy?
Oh, my God.
All right, fine. You wanted to know.
General Jameson, I have no choice but to call the authorities.
Hold on. One more.
General Jameson, no more calls from the other side. I'm calling the authorities.
One more. Yes, this is the phone to the dead.
Yeah, you want a Chinese? Out the front door now. Got it.
Igor.
All right, man.
Okay, look.
We're calling the Royal Canadian Mounted Police to have you arrested. You are a real sack of garbage.
Thank you. My work continues.
Wait a minute, what? Who are the Chinese? I got the Szechuan and vegetable chow mein.
Get out. I don't want it now. I'm going to be arrested in 5 minutes. Don't you get it? You ever heard of the Sullivan Act? They're dusting the hot seat off for me.
The Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
News from around the radio dial now on The Phil Hendry Show. Coming up in our program, by the way, Bob Bakian will be with us. And we'll also have yoga instructor Vinny Applehead will be with us to try to demonstrate in studio some of the fantastic new yoga poses for my listeners, you guys. However, he may just rip his pants on the first one. We don't know. And we'll also have in studio a discussion with Burt Reynolds on why he slapped a CBS producer, and then we might just get into kind of a fun little slap fight with Burt. You know, slap him around a little bit, see if he can slap me, and then we'll just kick his ass and throw him down some stairs. So that'll be a lot of fun. Steel stairs, too, right outside the door here. Now, coming up, I want to just read this quick news from the world of radio. Sid Rosenberg is a guy that was on the Don Imus show. Now, I don't know anything about this man, but listen to this. Sid Rosenberg is officially gone from the Westwood One and WFAN New York syndicated Imus in the Morning show. The New York Post John Minnelli reports Rosenberg, off the air since last Wednesday, has been fired. And the reason why he was taken off the air and eventually fired is he was making comments about a singer named Kylie Minogue. You may know who she is. Very big in England and very noted in Great Britain, by the way, for her beautiful little butt. And anyway, this poor girl has had breast cancer. Now, this is what this guy Rosenberg said. He said, quote, "She won't look so pretty when she's bald with one T-I, and then it ends with a Y.
What? Tonsils?
Do you do that on purpose, man, or are you just really that stupid?
No, I what?
Tonsils. T-I, and it ends with a Y.
I don't know what you mean. Tuesday?
You see, every time I try to give you some crap, what do I got? I got this guy calling in now. Why do I always got to deal with this?
You're not supposed to yell at me. I'm retarded.
What are you doing now? You saying something dirty?
I didn't say anything dirty. I'm talking about...
You're talking about that dumbass in New York that got fired. You want some of the same? You want to taste some of what he got, huh? I'm serving it up piping hot. It's ready in the kitchen right now.
I'm not doing anything. I said it started T-I, ends with a Y, and he goes, tonsils?
So?
Why do I gotta sit here with this jackass night after night? He's an imbecile.
Oh, and you're some kind of a brain surgeon. I told you need him in there because of the Americans with Disabilities Act. I gotta have a retard in there.
Yeah? Let me ask you something.
What?
What retard works on the Laura show?
Some would say the host is, but then...
Oh! Ain't you in trouble?
No, I'm not. I'm indemnified. I can't be fired.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, he hung up. Just when I get him, he hangs up. Anyway, this guy Rosenberg said she won't be so pretty when she's bald with one, you know. Now, first of all, it's not funny. It just ain't funny. I mean, these cats don't understand the difference between what's funny and what's shocking. People think it's about shocking. It ain't about shocking. It's just about being funny. And, you know, if you're funny, you're relevant, see? And if you're relevant, then you probably are running afoul of the FCC. If you have a highly relevant radio show, that means, and the job of doing a radio show is to be relevant, to talk to your audience and say things that they might be able to relate to. In order to do that, you have to be very immersed in the culture. And in order to be immersed in the culture, 9 times out of 10, you are going to run afoul of FCC decency guidelines because the FCC is about 15 years behind reality. The FCC doesn't operate in the year 2005. They still think it's 1984. In fact, in a way of speaking, it is 1984. As in George Orwell's 1984. Now, the people... Yeah?
What, are you comparing me to Hitler now?
I didn't say anything about you.
Well, just watch it.
You get your hand off that phone, I'll slap it away. So, this guy comes on the air and he says she won't be so pretty when she's... But now, I don't know who Sid Rosenberg is, but I'm willing to bet you this, that he's not a professional broadcaster. I think the guy is probably a newspaper writer who wanted to get himself a radio job. And since he's on a dynamic show... It is in his mind that he has to be sort of shocking or he has to say something really wild. And because he's an amateur and not a professional, he says this. First of all, the word T-I, you know, and ends with a Y, that's against the FCC decency guidelines. Not that if anybody went to the Supreme Court and asked the FCC to defend their right to fine stations that they'd win, but since nobody's willing to challenge them, we have to go by these. That goes against that. Not to mention the fact that making fun of her that way is not funny. To say a woman is bald. What?
Are you telling me you've never done bald kid jokes?
Well, you gonna call in every time I freaking say something?
You did a bit with Ted Bell one time where there were bald kids sitting courtside and he didn't want to sit with them because they might be eating a hot dog and the bun separately. The other thing that you're saying, women are bald?
Yeah?
Watch that.
Okay, that one I don't get.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You don't get it.
Women are bald. How's that against FCC guidelines?
Bald? Bald it up for me?
What are you talking? Are you talking about shaving?
Yeah.
See, I don't even know what you're saying.
You don't know what I'm saying. You know, you just got it.
Yeah, it took me 5 minutes.
Look, and I just want to make sure that we don't run afoul of FCC guidelines. Clear Channel's just bought 9,000 more stations. We want to make sure the licensing goes very smoothly. We've already hired the 3 disc jockeys that will be working at them. So I'm very nervous, as you can tell. So just watch all that bald stuff being slicked up and everything.
I didn't say slicked up. I said this poor girl's got cancer and she's bald.
She's got cancer and, oh yeah, by the way, she's bald.
I didn't say, oh yeah, by the way.
So you're referencing the fact that she's sick, but she still keeps it nice and trim, huh?
I didn't. I said that she lost her hair from
Lady Schick.
No, from a damn chemotherapy.
So in other words, women that have cancer and are losing a breast still make sure they keep it nice and slick down there, huh?
I didn't say that.
You are in deep, deep crap. You're in a world of hurt, my man. A world of hurt.
Hail Darth Hall.
This is Darth Hall out.
P-R-I-C...
You almost said a word.
Yeah. Sid Rosenberg has been fired for saying these things. This is just what I was talking about at that radio and records convention. We got nothing but amateurs working in this business up one side and down the next. You got a guy that used to be a newspaper writer doing a radio show. You want to know something about these newspaper writers? So I've said this before, and it bears repeating. These guys used to be the talk radio stars of yesterday. Everybody read the columns. Everybody read newspaper columns. Big names, Jimmy Breslin, Dick Young, yeah, I guess Liz Smith, people still read that. They used to be the big, they were, in their day, the Rush Limbaughs. Well, guess what? Nobody reads them anymore. And they're all upset about that. So the newspaper guys do one of two things. They scream and cry until they get a radio show, or they write nothing but crap about the cats that are on the radio right now. And, you know... Like that guy that was on, that had a radio show. I don't. Great sports writer Tony Kornheiser. You ever heard him? Oh, it's the most horrible sounding, deathly dull radio show in the history of man on this earth. He's got a morning drive show on a network. So Sid, You want a partner? Tony could use this. Now, he could use your material. Bald with one...
Heel Darth Hall!
Yeah. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
On the line with me right now, if you've heard or seen the heard about or seen the Paris Hilton Carl's Jr. commercial, which I have seen, it's very provocative. It's really sexy. It's her, like, looks like she's washing a car. You know, all of that Cool Hand Luke. Ever since that chick did it in Cool Hand Luke, you know, it's like rubbing the soap suds on the window and pressing yourself up against it. She's also got a hose that she's playing with. And she's also eating the Carl's Jr. hot dog. It's very controversial. On the line with me right now is Stephen Paul with Big Brats National. This is a national hot dog chain, right?
National hot dog chain, Phil. It's in, probably in 20 states. And we'll be opening up on the West Coast in the San Francisco Bay Area in mid-June. We're not yet in the Los Angeles area. But we have been on the East Coast for some 21 years, and we have begun to expand our business beyond the Rockies. And we hope to eventually have stores in Mexico, expanding north of the border in Canada as well.
What do you think of the commercial of Paris Hilton?
Well, they're a competitor, Carl's Jr., and they are a worthy competitor. They make a lot of money in the narrow area that they are able to. McDonald's still outpaces all of us.
I was going to say, McDonald's is the number one fast food chain.
And they have been for a number of years. Basically, what you have is McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, Carl's Jr., Wendy's. Our chain was regional. We have just made the corporate decision tactically to move national. And we're concerned with this kind of commercial because what they're using is technically copyright infringement. Now, Der Wiener Schnitzel, which has been selling a kind of stylized or restaurant-style hot dog for a number of years. We wanted to know if they'd go in with us in a class action. And
well, what's going on with this commercial that you feel you guys are fast food hot dogs? Are you especially right?
Hot dogs, bratwurst, especially is essentially a East Coast style or Midwest, Upper Midwest style bratwurst.
Okay, and it's a drive-through.
We have both drive-through and walk-in restaurants. That's correct.
Now, what are they doing in the Carl's Jr. commercial that you guys consider copyright infringement?
Well, I was led to believe you had seen the commercial, so you...
No, I haven't. I didn't. I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, it's pretty evident for anyone who's seen the commercial that Ms. Hilton has a hot dog, and she is, opening her mouth and... And I don't know how graphic you want me to be.
I didn't see that at all in the commercial.
It's in the Carl's Jr. commercial?
Yeah.
It's in the Carl's Jr. commercial. Now, there's two areas that we want to address. Number one, we do feel it's a copyright infringement. Carl's Jr. does not sell a hot dog. But through that commercial, they want the viewer to believe that they are in the business of serving some kind of a hot dog or Link sausage-style sandwich. And that's number one. But the second area that we're most concerned with is that she opens her mouth, and really all you see is her mouth open, and from off camera comes this hot dog.
So it's, what are you saying? It's simulating something?
I think the other thing that we find of grave concern for young people listening, and we hope that no young people are listening to this, Phil. The hot dog comes in from off camera. Her mouth's open. and somebody, and I don't know who, I don't know if it's even by design, I'm sure they saw it in the final cut, put a drop of mayonnaise on the end of it.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. And that's why we are very concerned. We think there's a decency issue involved, and we also believe that Carl's Jr. representing...
Now, wait, I just want to know. She's... How does this... Her mouth is open. She's not holding a bun?
No. It is a slow-motion shot. It's done with what they call a three-frame cut. That is, it's a slow motion of her moving into the frame. Her mouth is open, and moving toward her, almost as if the two are going to meet, is a hot dog with this drop of mayo on the end of it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, you may find it funny, sir. I don't. And
I'm sorry. I just...
We're saying that Carl's Jr. is doing two things. Carl's Jr. is violating the copyright of individuals who do purvey a hot dog or sausage-style sandwiches, and that they are exposing to a national broadcast audience an indecent image. Now, the other image that we've taken exception to is an image that...
Okay, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
I lost the connection again.
The other image is after she bites into it. It looks like she's left with him.
Say it again, man.
I'm sorry. After she bites into it. All right, she's got a milk mustache.
Are you joking around with me or something?
No. Why do you think I'm joking?
Because you're laughing off. I can hear you laughing.
I didn't mean to.
Well, you're giggling about this. Is this a serious issue for your company or not, sir?
It's a very serious issue for our company. Serious for our company's image. But I would consider it to be a very serious issue for the fast food industry in general. And for you to infer that I'm getting some kind of a giggle out of this...
I can hear you laughing about the milk mustache. And the whole thing about the bratwurst with mayonnaise on the end.
Whatever it is you're inferring, sir, I can assure you.
Well, then, let's get serious, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah.
Where do you get these guys, Dickman?
What are you blaming me for? You're the guy that booked it.
I didn't book that jackball. Well, maybe I did. I forget. 1-800, all I did was answer an ad that said bratwurst with mayo on the end. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, very grateful for that last piece of juvenile material. Now we're moving on, and we'll have our flashback, our by-request flashback in a moment. But I do want to tell you, because Father's Day is mid-June, the only place you need to shop for a Father's Day gift is the Phil Hendry Show website souvenir shop. Now, let me tell you why. Today, we have unveiled the new Teds of Beverly Hills Miami shirt. That's right. It celebrates the new Teds of Beverly Hills restaurant on Miami Beach. Now, this is a fantastic shirt. All of these Teds of Beverly Hills shirts are quality. This is quality stuff, baby. This isn't something that's going to wash off in a washing machine. It's embroidered. 100% rayon camp shirt embroidered with the Teds logo. It's soft. It's comfortable. It has the little subtle palm tree design, which reminds you of those balmy Miami nights. Yes, dry clean only in sizes medium, large, extra large, and double extra large. For you fat slobs, no triples or quadruples, just the double extra. If it's too big for me, Jack, it's too big. If it's too big for me, lose some weight. That's my philosophy. I can get into a double, I need the double extra. The only reason why we got a double extra is because I need a double extra. So all you guys that are double extra like me, good. You slobs out there that are fourple extra, that's four X's. If you guys don't know what, that means, fourple. What did I just say, quadruple? So go onto our website. Today's the day, man. It went on sale today on our website. The Tens of Beverly Hills Miami Beach shirt. And it's a beautiful thing. Just go to our website, check it out, order it. And we've got a really fast turnaround on our delivery. I think you'll really be happy. If you're not in the market for the Tens of Beverly Hills beautiful new Miami Beach shirt, you can pick up the Tens of Beverly Hills Steakhouse 25th Anniversary T-shirt, 25 Years of Beating Meat. No, I'm kidding. It says 25 Years of Slaughtering Cattle. It's almost as funny. 25 Years of Slaughtering Cattle, the Tens of Beverly Hills 25th Anniversary T-shirt, available on our website right now as well. You can get Dad a mouse pad. You can get Dad that cooler, the Phil Hendry Show cooler. This is a great idea for Father's Day because it's a cooler. It has a zip-on AM-FM radio. It'll carry a six-pack. Okay, so right there on the cooler is the radio. Carries a six-pack. It's fantastic. It's something you can carry onto the beach when he goes fishing, whatever he does. Get that for Pops. A lot of ideas at our website, www.philhenryshow.com. Just click on Souvenir Shop, and you can also pick up the Best Of CDs there, too. So if you want to get Dad a Best Of the Phil Hendry Show CD, you can do that. And all the money that we raise from the sale of the CD, of course, goes to My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Do we have time for the flashback? Here we go. It's time now for our By Request flashback. And this is from Keith McDonald. He's in Mapleton, North Dakota. And he says, Phil, could you please, and I mean please, do the flashback where Jay Santos and Lloyd Bonafide have it out, where Lloyd tells Jay at the end the only thing they'll find left of him is a burned-out pith helmet. Longtime backstage past listener Keith McDonald. Here it is, Keith.
I'm 65 years old, and I've drove on icy roads for the last 55 years.
Here we go.
And this fellow that's trying to tell me that he's going to drive up behind me and get mad because I'm driving too slow on icy conditions when you can't see and you can't, and it's slick. He shouldn't have a driver's license. He shouldn't even be on the highway. And he's trying to tell me that he's some kind of a would-be cop.
Wait,
he ain't got brains enough to pour piss out of a boot.
Well, that means, pour tinkle out of a boot?
First of all, Don, your name's Don?
You're right.
Let me get another gentleman on the line here, too, because we don't have a lot more time. I'll get another caller on with Don. Lloyd, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Don, you're on with Lloyd.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Lloyd.
Yes. Do I speak or...
Well, Don, you finish your comments.
What, are you going to double-team me? Or?
I just want to hear what these two men have to say because we have to move on. Go ahead, Don.
Okay. Well, this man's trying to tell me I should drive 60 miles an hour on black ice.
Well, look, you know, you're going out there and you're keeping everybody behind you from going
out there. If everybody's driving over 60 miles an hour on black ice, they either don't have brain one in their head or they don't know anything about driving.
Hey,
they come out of the sunny south somewhere and they've never been on the
But you must live so far north that they don't even have any telecommunication. Satellite doesn't even reach up there.
That's right.
I want to jump in.
We're very fortunate. We don't have half-wits like you trying to tell us they're cops and they're going to write tickets and we should be running off the road.
Sir, I wear a blue armband with a pith helmet. We have a fully identified uniform. And
this man is saying he doesn't want you tailgating him while he's trying to control his car over an icy stretch of highway. And
let me jump in if I could, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead, Lloyd.
This guy comes up behind me and tries to tailgate. I got 25,000 pounds of recreational vehicle that I operate between Los Angeles and Portland, Oregon, once a year, and you come up behind me with your pretend police makeup and your costume, and I'll pull the vehicle over so you can write me your little pretend ticket, and well, I'll have a 9-iron with me from my golf bag. And when I get done working on you, it'll be an eagle shot. What do you think about that?
That's very colorful. The fact of the matter is,
what do you think about that, Don?
I think that's a beautiful idea. I was thinking a little stronger, but I'll agree with you.
Well, you could get a Louisville Slugger, 32-ounce.
Okay, so in other words, you guys would beat the hell out of him.
Well, at that time, I'd have to drop both of you gentlemen. You're both elderly. It wouldn't be that hard.
You sound like a little Hitler.
Yeah, these guys are what we call an old, you know what, you two guys are what we call the old coot hazard. You both shouldn't be driving anyway. You should both be watching Matlock and just get out of here. Get out of here.
Hey, listen, buddy, you try to tailgate me on black ice, and the only charred remains they'll find that day will have a pith helmet on top of it.
That's harsh.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called police, state troopers, militia, the Rangers,
or the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our
state. A pile of ash with a pith helmet on it.
Everything?
I think that's what he's saying, man. There's our flashback by request of Lloyd and of Jay Santos. The day that Jay said he was going to kind of move people along quickly by just coming up behind him and kind of, again, you know, scare him into going fast. And I'm looking up at the news. Michael Jackson's trial continues. How is it that that father can show up every day at that courthouse? The very reason why Michael Jackson looks like that kid from Fade to Black. The very reason why Michael Jackson, if his face was in your window at 2 o'clock in the morning, you would lose stuff out of your bowels that you haven't even eaten yet. The very reason why Michael Jackson mutilated himself is that clown father. That guy is something else. What's his name? Joe Jackson? What is he, some kind of a big shot? Some kind of a big entertainment guy that nobody's supposed to say anything bad about? Somebody ought to put you in a jail cell. Someone ought to put you in a cage, Mr. Jackson. Because if what you did to these, if what you did to the kids caused them to become like this Michael of yours, a freak of nature, somebody ought to look into your background, man. I'm going to get my golf bag, take out about a 9-iron. I think it might be, well, you know, maybe about a couple hundred yard shot. I might lay up and go to work. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I got an email that I will read, hopefully if I find it, but the gist of it is this. About 2 months ago, 3 months ago, we had on one of our guests, one of our characters, talking about something. I can't remember the gist of it right now. But the person emailing me said, Phil, Betty White called your show. And he says in this email, I swear to God, it's Betty. I swear to God, it's Betty White. And the bit had to do with David Hall and cancer kids and how he didn't want me to be sucked into some cancer fundraiser. But in any event, this guy swears to God it was Betty White. Now, we pulled it off. You know who Betty White is? Okay, she was in the Golden Girls. Now, we pulled it off the... See, I get a celebrity call on the show. I'm sure we had a lot of them. They don't identify themselves. We pulled it off the tape. And I listened to it, and I don't know. So we're going to play it next hour, and we'll ask you. It's Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.